The Gemara Masechta Sota, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, teaches us that when Yosef HaTzadik was challenged with a Nisoyin from the Eishes Petifar, Neres El Yosef Demus Deyuknoi Shalaviv. The image of Yaakov Avinu appeared in front of Yosef, and seeing the image of his father is what prevented him from doing the Avera and being able to prevail over this Nisayim. So Mepharshim ask that the Gemara Masechta Yuma, that Flamed Hei Amud Beis, teaches us Yosef Mechayev Asarishoyim, that if somebody wants to claim that the reason he did Averis is because he had a strong Yetzahara, so Yosef, who also was challenged with a serious situation, was able to prevail, will show us that that isn't a fair excuse. So ask the Mepharshim that anybody else could claim that they didn't have this wonderful Demus Deyuknoi Shalaviv, that they didn't have the opportunity to have their father's image, the father Yaakov, appear to them, and that's why they weren't able to overcome the Yetzirah. Why is Yosef a challenge to all of those who do Averis? Moreover, the Mepharshim ask, that what is Pshat in a Nisayon? Pshat in a Nisayon is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away from us all of the koiches that we have to be able to withstand in, and then see if we could withstand in the Nisayon. But if Yosef still had this siyata d'shmaya, that he saw the musta yuknei shel aviv, so that isn't something that the rest of the world has. Why is this considered a nisayon? So the Mepharshim explained that indeed, when a person stands in a nisayon, all of his koiches are taken away. But something which defines the person, something which is inherent to the person's actual being, that can't be taken away from the person. That is who the person is. The reason the Musta Yuknei Shel Aviv appeared to Yosef is because Yosef was a person who lived his life constantly with the Musta Yuknei Shel Aviv appearing in front of him. As the Nesiv Shalom says in Pirkei Avos, some of the Mishnayos begin with the words Hu Haya Omer. What's Pshat Hu Haya Omer? Says the Nesiv Shalom, Hu Haya Omer. What he said is who he was. The different sayings, the different halachas, the different memories that are said by these Tanoim define the person. What defined Yosef? Yosef was defined as an individual who's a Demus Yuknoi Shel Aviv, who constantly sees his father in front of him. The Mepharshim also explained that the gematria of Yaakov is Kuf Pei Beis. Kuf Pei Beis are the first letters of the halacha of Kanoim Poigenbay. The halacha is, we know, we learned this in Parshas Pinchas, that if somebody lives with a non-Jewish woman, Kanoim Poigenbay, and Yosef realized and remembered the seriousness of the Avera of living with a non-Jewish woman and Kanoim Poigenbay, and that prevented him from doing the Avera. Rashi here in Parshas Vayeshev on the Pasuk for Yavah Yosef, Abaisa Yosef came to do to the home, says Rashi, Rav Vishmul. There's Machloikus Rav and Shmuel. Chad Amar Malach Dei Mamish, that he came to work. V'chad Amar Lassus Tzroch of Ima, that he actually intended to do this Avera. Ella, as we're learning, Shanaas Nirz Loi Demuk Di Yuknei Shel Aviv. So Mepharshim ask if we could say something Shvach, if we could say that Yosef did a good thing, why would we try to interpret it negatively, if it could be interpreted positively, that he just came to work. So Mefarshim explain that there are two paths in Avodas Hashem. One path is to sit at home, not to enter into a Makom Sukana, and like that, avoid coming in contact with the Yetzer Hara. The second path is to go into a Makom Sukana and still be able to prevail over the Yetzer Hara, for which one will get tremendous schar, tremendous reward, as Chazal always teach us, lefum tzara agra, according to the amount of effort and according to the amount of challenge you had to face, will you get schar? So they explain that Yosef originally intended to follow the first derech, the derech of staying away from the Yetzer Hara. But then Yosef decided that he's going to do a new path, the path of fighting, of going out and challenging the Yetzer Hara, and assuming that that is a greater madrega in Avodas Hashem. But at that point, nearest loy d'mus d'yuknei shalaviv, he realized that just like Yaakov Avinu took the path of staying away from Rishon, Yaakov separated himself from Beis Lavan, Yaakov separated himself, as we see in last week's parasha, from Esav, as the pasuk says regarding Yaakov Avinu, V'yishkon Yisrael betach, bodod ein Yaakov. Yosef at that point understood that the better path is not to enter into a path of nisyonos. Rashi explains, the pasuk says, V'hi Yosef yifei tar, and it's along the same type of avart we're going to say. Rashi says, Kivin shiro atzmai moshel, since Yosef saw, as he was in the base by Tifar, extremely successful, Hischel Oichel, he started eating umasasl basaroi and grooming himself. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem said, Avicha Misabel, your father is an Avelis, Vata Misasl basarcha, and you're busy beautifying yourself. And in Megar Bachas Adoiv, I'll get the bear to challenge you. So the question is, how did Yosef indeed take upon himself to act this way in a time where he knew his father was indeed mourning over him? So says the Divrei Yisrael, the pasuk says, "Deruchel darchi noyem v'chol mesivay seho shalom." So the pasuk has two different words for a path: "Deruchel darchi noyem." What's the difference between a derech and a nesiv? And furthermore, why by a derech does the pasuk use the word noyam, and by nesiv does the pasuk use the word shalom? So he explains, derech is a wide road, nesiv is a narrow path. To each one of these types of roads, there is an advantage and a disadvantage. A derech is like a highway. A highway is typically not in the city. It's outside of the city. But on the other hand, it's a highway. A highway with markers, with lanes, easy to travel on. On the other hand, a path is within the city. You don't have to go outside the city, but it's a path. It's not a highway. So says the Divrei Yisrael, there are two types of tzaddikim. There are tzaddikim that stay in the Beis Medrash. Those are the tzaddikim derechel. That's the safe road, darchei noyim, and it's a pleasant road. But there are tzaddikim that go out. Nesiva said they go on the narrow path. And he, Sholem, such people have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should come out of this path, B'Sholem, because it's not an easy road to travel on. Yaakov Avinu took the path, took the derech. Yaakov Avinu stayed in the Beis Medrash. The pasuk says regarding Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov ish tom yoshev aholim. Yosef decided to choose a new derech. He chose the derech of the Nisiva Seha. But at that point, Nirasalai the Must the Yukne Shalovith, he started to understand that maybe the path he's choosing is too dangerous. And that's why, at that point, Avicha, your father, who's on a higher madrega than you are, is still not confident in himself. Misabel, he's always mourning, he's always concerned. Is he truly fulfilling the avodas Hashem? Your father takes the path, the safe path, the path of misabel, the path of staying away from dangerous things, and you're taking another path. How could you be sure of yourself that that's the right way to go? And that's why nearest to the must the yukne shel aviv, he started to realize that the derech aviv is the proper path. And indeed, the pasuk says, "V'kol asher hu oisa Hashem etzlich biyadai." The pasuk says, and then this is in Perek Lamed Tes, pasuk Gimel regarding Yosef, and then in Perek Lamed Tes, pasuk of Gimel, the pasuk says, "V'asher oisa Hashem etzliach." What's the difference? So, say to Mefarshim, at the beginning, Yosef thought that he has the ability to fight the Yetzer Hara. He thought, biyadoi. He thought that he has it in his hands. V'kol Hashem hu ois Hashem etzlich biyadoi. He thought it's biyadoi to fight the Yetzer Hara. But at the end, he realized, v'ashu ois Hashem etzliach. It isn't biyadayim. It isn't so easy to prevail over the Yetzer Hara. And the only thing that he could do is rely completely on Hashem and avoid the Yetzer Hara. However, says the Imre Emes, even though Yosef relied and recognized that he has to choose the path of his father, the pasuk at the beginning of the parsha says, regarding Yosef, ki ben zikunim huloi. And says the Baal Turim, Zakunim, what is the Rashi Tavis of Zakunim? Zeroim, Kotchim, Noshim, the different Sidorim of Mishnayis, Yeshuas, which Nezikin we know is called Yeshuas, and Mayit. Yosef learned from his father to say the Mishnayis. Asked the Imre Emes, but why don't we find the sixth Seder Mishnayis? Why don't we find that Yosef studied by his father Seder Taharis? Answers the Imre Emes that Taharis you can't learn from your father. All the other Sidri Mishnayis you can learn from the father, but Taharis that you have to work on yourself. So we have to have this combination of following our father's paths and then working on our own. Yeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei Aviv. Yaakov went in the ways of his father. And then the pasuk continues, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. And Yosef also followed in those ways. But Yosef, he took the ways of his father and he was moisef on them. He added to them his own avodas Hashem to continue growing.